All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, a few days ago, we saw a bombshell come out of the NBA when point guard Kyrie Irving let it be known that he is ready to move on from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kyrie Irving approached the Cavaliers front office and let them know that he wants to be traded. This is the only team that he has played for. And in 6 years with the Cavaliers, Irving has averaged 21.6 points per contest, as well as 5.5 assists. He is coming off of the best season of his NBA career, as this past season he averaged 25.2 points and 5.8 assists per contest. Irving is a four-time NBA All-Star, and apparently is getting to the point that he simply does not want to take a back seat to small forward LeBron James with the Cavs. Now, this upcoming NBA season is more than likely going to be the last one for James in Cleveland, as we have seen some front office issues with the Cavs this summer. James does have the opportunity to opt out of his deal, which more than likely means that he is leaving town for the second time. Now, you have to ask yourself, are the Cavaliers going to grant Kyrie Irving his wish? And at this point, I think they will. Because, number one, it doesn't make sense to have anybody on a team that simply does not want to be there. LeBron James is not trying to intervene in this situation because, look, he's gone after next season. And Kyrie has already let it be known that if LeBron is out, I'm out too. But, I mean, it's a situation you hear more and more stuff come out as far as Kyrie didn't want to be the little brother to LeBron anymore. And he was kind of upset when LeBron came back to town and he had to alter his game. But let's be realistic. If you're Kyrie Irving, you weren't leading this team to the playoffs without LeBron. That's number one. Number two, you're not a point guard in the traditional sense, because I've said it before. Kyrie Irving is a shooting guard in a point guard's body. And more importantly, he does not make the players around him better. That is something that LeBron has done throughout his career. Kyrie has been able to take his game to the next level primarily because he has been playing with LeBron. So it's a situation, if you're Kyrie Irving, please be careful what you ask for. Now, I know that there are teams that Kyrie would like to play for. You look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, you look at the New York Knicks, you also look at the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat. And in my opinion, I think the two teams that would make the most sense for Kyrie Irving would be the Miami Heat or the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers are in need of a point guard after Chris Paul was traded to the Houston Rockets. But the only way it works for the Miami Heat is if they trade Dion Waiters, because Dion Waiters just re-signed by Miami this summer. And of course, both him and Irving began their respective careers with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they simply did not get along. Now, would a straight-up trade for Kyrie Irving with Carmelo Anthony sending Anthony to Cleveland and sending Kyrie Irving to the Knicks work, it would work for Cleveland, but it would not work for Kyrie, because, I mean, the bottom line is the Knicks are a big train wreck. You look, it starts with the top of their organization, and it's a trickle-down effect. So Kyrie would put up his numbers, but he would probably only win 30 to 35 points per game. So you know what? It's an ego trip by Kyrie Irving. I say if I was him, you know what? You suck it up for one more year. LeBron is going to be gone anyway. But at the end of the day, things are not looking good for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it keeps going downhill day by day this summer for the Cavs. And yes, they won the NBA championship in 2016. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The folks in Cleveland need to really relish and savor that championship, because the way things are going, they will not get another one any time soon. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.